You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time? And who can say if your love grows as your heart shows, only time? Now, Enya, the much maligned Enya, sang those words about love and fate and life, etc. But that is very applicable to the stock market. Who can say who is winning? The bulls or the bears? We've had bulls come back on one day and the bears come back another during this week alone. All that took place yesterday, it was bullish day yesterday, and all that we can expect over the course of today, is it going to be bearish? Who knows? Only time. That's what we bring to you on this morning shot of caffeine injected straight to your veins through your ears. That's not anatomically possible, but here we are trying it. My name is Rakesh Sharma. You're listening to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Now, the reason why I brought up an Enya record or an Enya lyric was because happy birthday, Enya. I know you're listening. But let's get to what happened on Dalal Street yesterday. It was a terrific Thursday in store for investors as bulls took control of Dalal Street from the word go on the 16th of May, thanks to stable cues. The index recovered most of the losses in the previous trading session. Bulls pushed the index back above 11,250, which is the 100-day exponential moving average, which is a positive sign. For the bulls to completely take charge now, the index has to close above 11,300 convincingly, according to experts. Among sectors, the S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index rose 1.5%, followed by the S&P BSE Realty Index, which gained 1.3%, and the S&P BSE Power Index, which was up 1.3%. Volatility cooled down slightly, but it is still near four-year highs. India VIX fell down 1.01% at 28.37 levels, but higher VIX suggests that volatile swings could continue in the market ahead of the election outcome. It was the third straight session of gains for the Indian rupee. It surged by 31 paise to close at 70.03 against the American dollar on Thursday amid a sharp rebound in the domestic equity markets, even as oil prices firmed up. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 953 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 948 crore rupees, according to provisional data. More earnings results is what we can look forward to over the course of today. As many as 84 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March later today. And that list includes names like Arvind, Bajaj Auto, Balkrishna Industries, CESC, Corporation Bank, City Union Bank, EIL, IOC, Dr. Lal Patlabs, Shobha Limited, UPL and Z-Learn, among others. There are some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Let's find out who's going to fall and who's going to grow. Bajaj Auto, PAT, that is profit after tax, is likely to fall by 6% year on year to 998 crore rupees. EIL, PAT is likely to grow by 35% to as much as 122 crore rupees. And IOC, that is Indian Oil Company, PAT is likely to fall by 28% year-on-year to 3,734 crore rupees. We've seen huge swings when it comes to oil prices. So oil marketing companies have taken a bit of a hit during the past few months, and that volatility continues. And that's probably reflected by how PAT is likely to fall by 28% for Indian Oil Company. Your morning horoscope charts are done, but let's find out what these technical charts are telling us today about Dalal Street's own performance today. It has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. Bulls pushed the index back above 11,250, which, like I said earlier, is the 100-day exponential moving average, and that is certainly a positive sign. Nifty respected the 100-day moving average, placed at 11,138 for the fourth consecutive day in a row to reclaim its 100-day and 5-day EMA. But for the bulls to completely take charge, it has to cross 11,300 convincingly, according to experts. Not just cross, but close above 11,300. Based on all of this, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,100, 11,300, and 11,500. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. As usual, let's take a quick look at some stocks that have been in the news and that we will be looking forward to the performance of during the course of the day. Bajaj Finserv March quarter PAT increased by 57% year-on-year to 1,176 crore rupees compared to 748 crore rupees seen in the year-ago period. Technology firm KPIT has posted a consolidated net profit of 30.9 crore rupees and revenue from operations of 501.2 crore rupees for the quarter ended 31st of March. The US Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled in favor of Dr. Reddy's Laboratories and its co-defendants Mylan and Lupin in litigation related to patients of arthritis pain reliever drug Vimovo. So there was a legal case happening about the drug Vimovo, and it appears Dr. Reddy's has had a win in the American courts. Life sciences provider Take Solutions yesterday recorded a consolidated net profit of 27.06 crore rupees for the fourth quarter ended March 2019 compared to 45.49 crore rupees registered in the year ago period. So Bajaj Finserv, KPIT, Dr. Reddy's and Take Solutions will be some stocks that we'll be keeping a close eye on as to how they'll perform, because we've had these new pieces of information regarding their business. And finally, we spoke to ICICIdirect.com, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. The country's largest IT services provider, Tata Consultancy Services, has a buy call. Last trading price of 2,111 rupees 2111. We're looking at a target of 2,370 rupees 2370 with a stop loss placed at 1955 for an upside of 12%. Next up, the country's largest bank, State Bank of India, with a buy call as well. Last trading price of 316 rupees 316. Target we're looking at is 351 rupees 351 and a stop loss placed at 290 rupees. That is 290 for an upside of 11%. The time frame that these calls are valid for, as far as ICICI Direct is concerned, is 6 months. So TCS and State Bank of India with buy calls. Well, thank God it is Friday. It is a few more hours of enduring what has been a fairly tumultuous week. This way, that way, volatility is high, etc. People don't know what to do. But the week has come to an end, which is, of course, a minor respite, because right after the weekend, the week will start again. That is life. But then again, there is the weekend. So, yay, etc. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, if you have any questions, any queries, any complaints, etc. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.